Hello and welcome to the Monday, December 3rd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start out with MySQL today. On the full disclosure mailing list, 5 different vulnerabilities were announced, and with those vulnerabilities, also proof of concept exploits were included. These exploits, of course, affect similar databases like MariaDB and others or products that use MySQL as a back end. In order to exploit these vulnerabilities, you typically do need a network connectivity to the MySQL database. So the first quick workaround is to just block network access to MySQL, which is a good idea anyway, at least from the outside of the network. If you do need network connectivity to MySQL across public networks, my favorite trick to get this to work is to use an SSH tunnel. That works quite easily, and you only need to have MySQL listening on the loopback interface, so it's actually not even listening on the external interface. There is one bug included that describes an exploit where you can actually write files to the file system. That bug is a little bit disputed in the sense that this is actually a feature and it is a common hardening practice to not allow users to write arbitrary files to the file system from MySQL. The other bugs appear to be genuine and valid, even though some of them may have been reported to MySQL or the other projects beforehand. So in short, I wouldn't panic, but take the opportunity to take a look at your MySQL configuration and make sure that everything is sound. And then we got an interesting question from a reader of ours, Phil. He's asking about what kind of metadata can be found in screenshots that are made with various utilities. Well, if you have a screenshot utility or just the operating system built in utility to take screenshots, take one and have a look at whether or not you find any specific headers or such in that screenshot. And let us know. Tested myself the Apple OS X screenshot utility, and there isn't really anything special in it. It usually saves the screenshot as a PNG file, and it does have a PNG header, but it really just has things like color palettes and such, nothing really all that exciting. And today our handler Guy published a diary about solutions to log security events in home networks. That's of course always sort of something we like to work with from the Shield perspective. If you do have a home network firewall and you're able to collect logs from that, they always make great submissions to our the Shield system. And then as a reminder, we also started collecting SSH logs from honeypots like Kippo. So if you're running something like this at home, take a look or let us know if you need help with submitting data. But let's see what we have in other news. WebSense has an interesting analysis of some malware they found on a foreign currency trading website. TradingForex.com offered its users a Java plugin that then installed a backdoor written in VisualBasic.net of all languages. Haven't seen that actually in a while. It actually did require that you do have the .NET framework installed, but then again, most Windows hosts do have that installed by default. I think the important lesson here is, first of all, there is nothing like a trusted website. Like, you would think that a financial website like TradingForex.com is somewhat safe to visit. Secondly, make sure that Java plugins are not launched automatically, that they do need user interaction to actually start up. Another black eye for Microsoft in the security department. Microsoft Security Essentials, the sort of default antivirus, anti-malware suite for Windows 7, Windows 8, failed the latest certification for avtest.org. Avtest.org is a reasonably well-respected testing organization for anti-malware, and pretty much any other competitor passed the test. The only one that didn't pass is Microsoft. So it's not that they have a super high standard here. The category where Microsoft did particularly bad are survey exploits. Most competitors detected about 90% of the zero-day exploits that were presented to them, but Microsoft only detected about 70%. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.